same time, no more Mahalosha Ishvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of profound progression of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural fitness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. Five skandhas should be seen purely of their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase.
Yeah. 다 아니 뭐 좀 추유생이 되지 예, 와서 같이 다.
So we are subject to the practice the Dharma.
추유생이 돼 가르쳐 했어 소나 아니 전이 잠비쇼라 가지니.
So now the question is, what is the Dharma that we are subject to practice? And it should be understood in terms of the path which would lead us to something which is the wholesome.
Rani zombie shola kaichene jogores. Selawa ina, any Rani zombo in the zinding a jojo roll at Aletombo.
So now you may wonder why we should be something that is wholesome. Our actions should be the wholesome. So in generally speaking, you know, when we talk about the wholesome act that we carry out, that everybody may have that sensibility towards the one's own actions is something which is wholesome.
Mm-hmm. 变成落汤的问题恰恰为呢我出去祖本念当的了多少是落汤的忙也是亚少是落汤的月马的意思落汤的问题恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰恰
the metaphysical aggregates that that make up our existence of the human form. So if you look at the constituents of the constituents that make up the aggregates, if you look at into detail, so what the nervous system or any kind of constituents which is detrimental to or something that is favorable to our motivation or whatever the acts that we're carrying out. So if we judge from the overview perspective, then we can figure out how much that can be contributing factors or how much that there could be a detrimental factor. Particularly if you look at the tendency or the propensity that we have, you know, if you look at our propensity, it is of such a nature that we have the propensity to lead our actions toward that is detrimental to the one's own being and self and others, both self and others. When we encounter with any negative like situations. In contrast to that kind of negative propensity that we have, when we talk about the wholesome acts, such as like developing the compassions, and then extend that compassions to the awakening mind, and so forth, you know, which we may find very difficult to cultivate with, in general speaking. So what this would indicate would be our mind is or has been influenced by that kind of negative situations, which would propel our mind, have that some kind of the characteristic or the propensity. So once we have recognized that such a potential and the propensity that we have, that tends to act the negative actions. Now the question is, you know, if there's any way in which that we can really transform our that kind of afflicted mind, and then, you know, develop a certain knowledge, and then affirm oneself to cultivate the cultivate the wholesome acts.
Then the Susugin Dupa Druji Tauji Remado Jutati Marela, Namichi Koskeza Mare, Rani Dupa Druji Taurela.
So when we talk about the cultivating the wholesome acts or our actions that needs to conform with the spirituality, it should be seen as just a mean to, you know, mean to the create the positive, you know, environment, not for just oneself, but for all the others as well. But it shouldn't be seen as something that is the ultimate goal that we are seeking. But we can use it as a means to make ourselves happy and thereby contributing the happiness around the people around us. So these kind of the methods or mechanism by which that we can transform our this kind of deluded or afflicted state of mind into the wholesome is you know is presented in the Buddhist scriptures. It's mainly, you know, we can see it is, you know, presented for the purpose of the one's transformation into the goodness. So if you look at the studying of that kind of mechanisms that is presented in the Buddhist scriptures, you will find that the evidence that we can trace down how much the contributions that made in the past, you know, if you look at the spiritual master in the past, and it is you know, contributing at the present, and it will be contributing in the future as well.
When you go to the Katu Lanet Tungina, Royal Larichamon, the Sumba Nagichi, Maso, Mamma Yosu, Zoba, Yikelina, Lumba de la Sujay, Lenhempa Kang, Lepoka, Miss Sugo, Madesalat. Rang Rangi Tin, Ranka Dambar, and such in, but she didn't want Ranshuji Degger Salat.
So, you know, this is a hypothetical case, you know. Just imagine how wonderful that would be if everybody in the town or the city is able to the study and the stages of the path to enlightenment that we are studying today and implement the scriptural knowledge into the daily practices, then probably we can say that we wouldn't need the security, you know, council. So that is, you know, we can envision the such a possibility. So if you look at even within the family level, you know, if all the family members are really, you know, down to the earth, you know, where they can practice where the family members can adopt that kind of altruistic aspiration or the attitude, then you know it would be a very, you know, peaceful family.
Then the other one, then the Amagiro, Ranile Babazacho, Babe Ranile Amazacho, and Bugi Ranile Pamazacho, Pame Ranile Bugazacho, the Chasuna, non Bizal Ganichia Tigmaris.
For instance, you know, if the dad would have the altruistic attitudes towards the mom, and whereas the mom would have that altruistic attitude towards the father, and also among the children, you know, they have that altruistic attitudes toward one another, then the family, the whole family would be very in a peaceful and a serenity. So that is the consequence or the resultant state which the Dharma can lead to. So with that kind of recognitions, and we can at least some make a pledge within one's mind that, you know, we determine and, you know, be tenacious about whatever it takes, but determined to be a good person, the wholesome persons, you know, our actions, make sure that our actions are the altruistic attitude. Then we can have that kind of pledge, right? Imagine that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas right in front of you, and then let's at least we pray and envision such a possibility of cultivating that kind of altruistic attitude. And now let us meditate and pray for such a cultivations of altruistic attitude right in front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in your imagination. And let's see how our mind is receptive or ready for cultivating that kind of altruistic attitude. So when we're talking about the cultivating of the bodhicitta, the awakening mind, even, you know, there's an expression that even that just to have a glimpse on such a, you know, attitude, the altruistic attitude, has the capacity to produce the infinite kind of merits. So with these cultivations of the altruistic attitude, we are listening to the great treatise of the path to enlightenment, the stages of the path to enlightenment. Which teaches all the path which would lead the ordinary beings from the leisure and endowments that we have in this life until until the Buddhist ideal of the attainment of the Buddhahood.
So
these kind of the advice you know, to us was originally taught by the past historical Buddha known as the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Bhadu Shunju Samana Jin Yang Lenchene, any Rangila Deva Chumbaris.
And in the middle, there were the Bodhisattvas who adopted the advices of the Shakyamuni Buddha and implemented that the scriptural knowledges or the intellectual knowledge into the practices, and they have gained the spiritual realizations and the resultant state. And the final, and you know, we have approached to that stage whereby the past, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have gained such a resultant state. So now the question is, what is their really characteristic which is unique to these the Buddhist teachings? We find that it is a spiritual advice which would produce or which would contribute the one's transformations of the mind. So now the question is, how do we listen to or approach to that kind of teachings as a student, and also as a master? Then how how to expound or how to teach that kind of this the text?
So you choose it. Then you tanda rangji sheba chego se chiko mare la the choose it.
So what the key elements that they would require within the domain of us when we listen to such a teachings is we need that the altruistic attitudes and we need the really determinations to pursue that spiritual goal until we attain the state of enlightenment, not just for oneself alone, but for also for the all infinite numbers of the sentient beings. So so now listening to the Dharma or the practicing Dharma should not confined to something that can be carried out within a very short period of time, but rather, you know, we need the patience and, you know, and the sustain that kind of determinations for the rest of our life.
So
So such it is kind of like customary, you know, to repeat the, all the different categories that we have covered so far. So here, how to listen to the explain is actually the third categories of the learning teachings. After the preceding two categories, the presentation of the greatness of the teaching's author, in order to establish that the teaching is of novel origin, and the second being the showing the greatness of the teaching itself, in order to engender the respect or reference for the teachings. And then we have the fourth one, is how to lead the student with the actual instructions, which has the two categories. You have how to rely on the teacher or the spiritual master, which is considered to be the root of the path. And then you have the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teachers, and which has also the two the subdivisions, and exhortations to take a full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And you have the how to take that full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. So the second one has the three subdivisions, the training the mind in the stages of path, share with the person of the small capacity, and the second being the training the mind in the stages of path, share with the person of the medium capacity, and the third being the training the mind in the stages of path for a person of a great capacity. So out of these three, now we are discussing on the first one, which is the training the mind in the stages of path, share with the person of a small capacity, which has the three categories. The training the mind in the actual the actual training of thought for a person of a small capacity, and then the second being the measure of the attitude of a person of a small capacity, and then you have the clearing up the misconception the concerning the attitude of a person with a small capacity. So out of these three, we are discussing on the first one, which has the two categories, the developing the state of mind that strive diligently for the sake of the future life, and the second being the rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life. So here we are on the rely on the means for achieving happiness in the next life.
Then jiteshima de yitote mesidin jiteshima yodo mesing de dobajin men jiteshima yoba de jache jare roa jiteshima yoba de jache jare laoshida le nomba.
So when we talk about rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life, the first of all, we need to ascertain that there's the life after death. So what do you think about it? To me, you know, I'm very confident there is a life after death. That's for sure.
Bukit Chunchun Chi de Pomo Chi inside Pomo de Ye Kuji Jiang Hamade, Jamin Langazong in Chiriendoa, Jamin Langazotanchi, Joshima, but the case of Chansoshi. Young Bukit Chunchun Chi de Koron Hama, more of Chi in a Kajet, Jaganja under Jimmy Ji, Kajet, Jiang Hama Yoga, Bukit Chunchun Chi, the civil session Chondoa, under number.
There has been evidence of even within the kids, you know, apparently in the Amdo region in Tibet, the eastern part of Tibet, where the, one of the kids, they remember, clearly remember the kids, the you know, the mother, or there was a clearly, you know, they can recall the past life, and that the one of the child, he can recall the his previous life being as a the road constructor in China.
Do yung yung ko pamin tsana kesha tsa nwa de chue bu de jati ji chwa yin ba kesha ka re hie de se de se wo shin shu du ko ando ke yin tsana nga su ka ka su ko wu do.
So that kid, you know, he spoke in the Amtos, the dialect, you know, in very different, you know, accent, that different accent from the how we speak, how I speak. So it's hard to listen to, but you know, still, you know, we can understand. I could understand that what he says in Amto dialect, that he was saying, like, you know, he was, you know, he recalled the previous life. And then there's some kind of ascertainment that we could derive out of his statement.
Jidun tombo yongda chene tenri ji pugi chang ma chen yin du sen ando koron ne yongda cha do wa ani kushu de che de ni ne pa ma dang pa su ne sa ji dong ne pe ne si bo shi wu du de ji ma bin che ge de ji ji bian jo de ge ge ma le ngue ye ne si re sen ku shu xie ge du.
So that news of the particular kid, you know, who could clearly remember recall his past life in that region, in that particular region, and there was ascertainment that made by the local people. That's amazing.
Tell us about your country. Jiwang Hama Tengye de Pe Mongbo Yerwa La Da. Insa na Jiwa Shima, ma de Jiwang Hama Jiwa Shima Yer Na. Ani Jiwang Hama Yer Ba Tengki Ba De Da. Ruo, ngat Di Ji Jiwang Hama Yin Sengye Ji Le So Na. Ani ngat Song Na Tengde Jin Zhuo Ge Ba De Sibu Sejian Cha Ge Si La Da.
So. Generally speaking, the way we establish there's a life after death is by means of having evidence that, like, just like a child that who could recall his past life, and we can ascertain particular history that accord with what the reality happened in the past, you know. So by affirming that kind of reality and the ascertainment that made, not just in this the particular kid, but there are some more examples that we can find within the world today. So that is how we actually establish that it's a life after death.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, since, you know, we can envision the existence of life after death at least, and then now the question would arise that now what would happen so after we die? So If we are ignorant about what is going to happen in the life after death, then it is not really desirable. So now what we should do is we should really seek the means by which that we can really assure that our life after death would be a very successful one by means of relying on the master who can really show you the great path, which is reasonable, which is rational, which can be accord with what the reality is.
Mm-hmm. Then the yinghe jiao de jiao ne gongqiu song de ri, jiao ne gongqiu song de ji guo wei, yinghe jiao ji se ke sanjiao gongqiu lai, ni yun tian ka ri ye de shi lao song na, ni na song yi jie xian ka tu xie sa de lai, ni gu yu yun tian de lai, song yu yun tian, tu jun yun tian, chun lai jun yun tian, du su ye de shi lai, ni di jie xian de xie guo lai shi lao de.
So okay, it is not just the masters, but also the three jewels we have been talking about, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So when we talk about the Buddha and Dharma and Sangha, of course, you know, the first of all, we need to understand the definition of what the Buddha is, what the Dharma is, and the Sangha is. And we need to develop the insight into what the qualities that have each and every different that objects of the refuge. Then it comes out the Buddha's, the enlightened qualities, and the Buddha's enlightened activities, the quality of the Buddha's enlightened activities, and so forth, that come into picture.
Then you open it, and then you run it, and you see it, and you see it. Jauh di sini, la, nipah yang ini jalan ini mesti jauh jinu matu. Tukar berbagai jalan jauh jinu, pentol kemarin, rani di cipar awas lah.
So when we talk about the taking refuge in general sense, that even within the conventional reality, you know, the mundane concerns that we have, so in order for us to, in order for us to overcome with some kind of the difficulties or the strategies that we find in the mundane concerns, of course, you know, we need to seek someone who is capable of, overcoming that, extend his or her health for us to overcome that kind of difficulties, which is very obvious. So now here we are talking about the what qualities there are within the Buddha's body and the Buddha's speech and Buddha's mind. So we have already discussed on the qualities of the Buddha's body and speech so far. Now we are on the Buddha's mind, the qualities of the Buddha's mind. Tibetan term that Lunga Yusum is the body, speech and mind of the Buddha. The Lunga Yusum is Tibetan term for the general term for that we use for one another. But when we use the terminology for the Buddhas, and we use the Gusung Tuk, which is honorific in the form of the body, soul, and mind.
So the
Buddha, the body, speech, and mind is the primary substance that we have as from the ordinary level until we attain the state of enlightenment, where we would have the exalted body, speech, and mind of the Buddha. So this is the three door through which that we engage in the actions, whether it be the positive actions or the negative actions. So we need to have the mindfulness and the vigilance over whatever the actions that we carry out through that three doors, the body, speech, and mind.
So I'm
not really sure about how to exalt the physical body, this particular physical body, into the exalted within this lifetime. But we can sure that at least we can transform the speech and the mind that we have possessed in this particular state of mind at the current. That is for sure. So when we talk about the qualities of the Buddha's mind, there are two aspects of the qualities of the Buddha's mind, which are the qualities of the wisdom aspects, which it realizes, and the method aspects.
That is the compassion.
So metaphorically speaking, these two aspects of the method and the wisdom aspects are as important as a bird, the two wings a bird would require to cruise across the ocean of samsara or the cyclic existence.
So Tele jemba nanje ne sheja jache la, sheba jache me macho ba yin no onson do. Lo shara chi, te pata.
Okay, so the good qualities of the Buddha's mind, it reads that these are explained in terms of the good qualities of knowledge and the good qualities of caring. And this is the two qualities that we have been talking about, in other words. So the good qualities of the knowledge, without obstructions, the Buddha's knowledge contacts the real nature and the diversity of all phenomena as if they were a dhatri fruit placed in the palm of his hand. Thus, the sage's knowledge comprehends all phenomena, whereas others' limited knowledge cannot comprehend the vast objects that are to be known. So when we talk about the qualities of knowledge and the good qualities of the caring, as far as these two aspects is concerned, it is not really confined to the Buddha himself or herself. But rather, you know, even the Bodhisattva could have these two good qualities. So now, what would deprive within the domain of the mind of the Bodhisattvas on the ten ground and the lower or the inferior, the lower, you know, the ground, and the 9, 8, and 7 and so forth. So what they don't have is while they are meditating on the emptiness, they cannot have the compassions at the method expert at the same time, which can function spontaneously. So whereas they can engage in the method aspect of the compassion, but they cannot have wisdom realizing emptiness at the same time, directly perceiving the emptiness at the same time is what is deprived of the Bodhisattva of the ten ground and the lower. So the way by which the Buddha perceives the emptiness of the all phenomena is as if like that we are seeing the form, the physical form, which is very clear. So now the unique feature that the Buddha has is the Buddha can have spontaneously these two aspects, the wisdom realizing emptiness, the direct realization of emptiness, and the compassion for all living beings simultaneously. So when we talk about when we're describing on the wisdom realizing emptiness, the aspect of the method aspect of the compassion, according to the sutric texts, the Sutrayana, so obviously these two aspects should be seen as the two different entities, whereas in contrast to the union of the wisdom aspect and the method aspects, according to sutra.
Sang jebi ne kasale sona ani da deni chi cha desi se gora chi cha desi di peche lo jo ngo chi lo do ba tha de sene ge kanje chi cha ro gora sala da
kanje sa
ro wa yi sang jebi ne kasala ani lo tha de da de ge ma le
So now when the individuals have these kind of two aspects separately as the two entities, so when they have when they have attained the state of enlightenment, and where the culminating point where they have they see the all phenomena, and these two aspects, the wisdom aspect and the method aspect, emerge into the single entity, which is the union of the wisdom expert and the method expert at the same time, simultaneously. The Bodhisattva on the ten ground, or you know, if he would to enlighten the next day or tomorrow, today, you know, he would have there some phenomena where you know he could really ignore or obscure to see the phenomena as they really are. So when he obtained the state of enlightenment tomorrow, the next morning, then his knowledge would be the object of knowledge would be equivalent to or the commensurate with his the spectrum of whole spectrum of the consciousness. So here it reads, you should reflect on this knowledge as it is described in the text known as the press in the honor of one worthy of honor. Only your sublime wisdom comprehends all objects of knowledge. For everyone other than you, there are objects yet to be known. And also, O Bhagavan, that refers to the Buddha, the entire origination of all types of phenomena throughout time is within the range of your mind, like an ambulant fruit in the palm of your hand.
Nāgīn yūne tāngjī nē, rē nā chāngjī nē, lātī jīrī rātā bū, chū jī tū jī shū yīn jīrī. Chū nā yōtā mī yō jī, jītā nāngsū lā, sōsō lā, kā lā lōntā jīwā jī, chū jī tū tā, tō mī ngā shē sūmbā tā, jēmbā shā wō sī, tī pātā lō tsā yīmbē.
Tī pātā lō tsā
sō. Tī lō tsā sō, tī jī tēndā tērī tā. 산제기 쳔바데 간제기 쳔그레스 라우스나로 산제기 간제기 쳔그레스다소나 유무비 네시티 쳔그레스지 알레톰텔라다.
So now the question is the how the Buddha understand the object of knowledge or the phenomena. He would perceive the phenomena as they really are at ultimate level as well as at the conventional level.
변나 유 뒤근로아 나서 지 변나 가서고로 유럿되네 양 되네 종화래 생이지 아니 지 깨번에 타린 통신나에 될라되네 간지 간라야 깨대요 말했어요 너 지로아 간라야 마 통바 요 말씀 가서 샤자 깨대서 간라야 텐소 요 말 생이지요로아
so so what we talking about is the how the Buddha understand the reality at ultimate level and the conventional level as well. So this would encompass the in terms of history and the characteristic of the each and every single of the different entities, as well as you know, the manner by which that it exists, and so forth. So you seem to be very interested in listening to the Dharma tonight. And if you are really interested in, then I would really like to go by word, you know, want to describe the word by word. But sometimes, you know, I'm very cautious about if you are getting bored by, you know, describing on the very details. So this particular text, what is known as the praise in honor of one worthy of honor, was made by the non-Buddhist philosophical philosopher. He intentionally made that for pressing the what the qualities the Buddha has, you know. So that is how it how it evolved. So here the significant point that he the non-Buddhist philosopher that he made was the Buddha's knowledge is very equivalent to whole spectrum of the reality, and the other than the Buddha, the no one has that kind of capacity to comprehend the exactly how things are. And he made the significant point that the how Buddha perceives the all phenomena, as if that we ordinary people would perceive the particular, the transparent, the alaban, or what do you call it, the datri fruit in the palm of your hand. So just as like that we clearly see that kind of transparent the fruit, the Buddha would perceive all the phenomena exactly how they are, not just the present moment, but also the past, the present, and the future. The whole spectrum of the time frame. Of course, when we talk about the objects of knowledge in a general sense, for instance, there's a form that we can you know have the object for the eye sense. And the consciousness is the agent. A consciousness is the subject which perceives the object, whether it be form or whatever. So when we talk about the subject and object in this particular context, the subject entails or necessarily to be the consciousness. The instant of the consciousness that perceive the objects. So, of course, you know, when we talk about the objects, that would encompass the external world, you know, external world and the internal world. Internal world refers to the inhabitants of the earth or the world. And this the Tibetan term, the yowa, refers to, you know, yowa literally means something that's that moves, and miowa is something that is non-moving or inanimate. So what we are talking about here is we are talking about the reality in the context of the conventional reality. Whether it be the world, the world and the inhabitants, or whether we are talking about the entity that is the oneness or the multiple. So there's the different diversity and the multiplicity of the conventional reality. So whatever the conventional or the relative phenomena that we are perceiving on, it is necessarily to be either the single entity or that is the multiple, which is the more than one. So when we talk about the objects of the Buddhist knowledge, which can prevail on whole spectrum of reality and the phenomena across the whole phenomena, so it would also encompass that encompass the single, the oneness and the multiple, as like you can exemplify the Buddhist knowledge as just the space. It's like a spacious mind where there's no any the space where there's no any obstructions for the Buddha to see what the reality is. So with these kind of recognitions or our development of the insight into the good qualities of the Buddha's mind, particularly the good quality of the Buddha's knowledge and the caring, and we should. So if you get a pain in your knee, then probably you pops up some kind of anger towards the master since you have to sit down for a long time.
So generally speaking,
if your knee is covered by something, you know, so keep it warm, then it should be okay. No pain. So now we are going to read the passage that relates to the qualities of the Buddha, particularly the qualities of the good qualities of the caring. So here the text reads, In the same way that living beings are bound inescapably by the afflictions, so is the sage or the Buddha bound by the great compassion, which thus arises continuously as he beholds the suffering of the living beings. So you should reflect on this as set forth in the press in the 150 verses.
Kari ongi rāngu yu mārēs tēnā, nyumu ongi rāngu yu mārēs. Nī, tūpa kari ongi rāngu yu mārēs tēnā, nīji chimbu ongi rāngu yu mārēs.
Just as like we are deprived of some sort of the control over one's own the domain of the mind, you know, which means that we are under the control of our affective emotions. You know, the Buddha is, you know, deprived of his own kind of control. In other words, that the Buddha is, you know, highly influenced by or the dominated by his loving kindness for all living beings.
So
we are actually, you know, bounded by our ignorance, and which is the underlying cause of all the afflictive emotions that arises.
Ta jangon je pale je drowan de da thangje ne chime nyemo na ji jin yes chenen ru yin nyemo da jule yurin tuji dang xie dang re tombo gong xie xia jin yuan de gang ge kuo chang jun re jun qin yurin de da bu xue zi tuji ji che wa ji xie dang song du.
So here it reads, the affliction bind all these beings without exceptions. You, in order to release them from the afflictions, are eternally bound by compassion. Should I first make obeisance to you or to the great compassion that causes you to dwell for so long in cyclic existence despite knowing it's false? So, the generally speaking, the existence of the Buddha, as far as the existence of the Buddha himself is concerned, of course the Buddha would abide that so long as there's a being which is under the domain of, which is under the dominate of the afflictions, until that our all afflictions are dispelled. Now the question is that what caused the Buddha abide within the samsara or the cyclic existence in order to dispel our ignorance and afflictions is the great compassion that he endowed with. So you may find it very difficult to ascertain the such existence of the Buddha who endowed with such a great compassion for all living beings equally, immortal or the impartial compassions. So it would be hard right in the beginning where our mind is the polluted by or obscured by the sudden knowledge of the Buddha Dharma right in from the beginning. But you know, once we have developed a sudden knowledge, then it would be more familiar to you and then more conducive for you to develop such a possibility of the existence of the Buddha, who endowed with such a great compassion.
So
So as far as the establishment of the existence of Buddhahood or the Buddha, there have been multiple events where the higher beings would encounter with the Buddha, or he or she would understand the Buddha and by imagining or having some sort of dream, in a dream state, one can envision the possibility of the Buddhahood or the state of Buddhahood even within the dream state. Then once you have familiarized with that the qualities of the Buddhahood or the Buddha more extensively, successively, and then you would have, you would encounter with the state of Buddhahood or the Buddha in person, in a real life where we can have the interactions with. So that is possible. So here it reads that also the text known as the Chapter of the Truth Speaker says that the Supreme Sage or the Buddha feels great compassion when he sees beings whose minds are constantly obscured by the dark gloom of ignorance, locked in the prison of cyclic existence of the samsara.
Dīmu mīpa mīnā yī tātū sīngjī drīpañ jīwī jēgā tāng sīdī ngā sō mīnā jīnū yōpa tī ngā sō yī ngā nē jēgā mārā wā lā tā jēgā. Ālē.
So when the text reads that the beings whose minds are constantly obscured by the dark, the pitch black of ignorance, obviously we might not feel ourselves that is the one of the beings that who are in a such a state. So do we
ngatso ye sen de demo yi mana yi kan de chen de yi le sala da
so
ngatso yi sen ba de ro sen de demo da de de ro ngatso yi sen de mena no kan de ha de yi le sala da
so now the question is the how that the mental state of ordinary beings is in the darkness of the pitch black or the pitch black of the ignorance. No, it is, and you know, it's, there tends to be perpetuate that kind of state.
So each hipa ye mi ye zu tuan na ye ki chuk kanyan tuan ke me wa se la da.
So the ignorance in terms of the situations where we cannot really comprehend the physical object, just as like the eye, the bare eye, cannot really see.
Penang ngi te tata bei mi pen ma su chi tin du yu su su ju na ye yin ha se te chi ke chi to ma na ma nge ba bi che se ya lo chi ro penang su ye na la ma nge ba sing chi yu le sa la da penang yi penang yi ji xie ba de ro lo xian da chi le shu chi ba de bi ne ge sa la jiao lu le da chi ta su na chi lao su na ga te de xie ma su se chi jin yu ro la da ga su.
So when you talk about the ignorance, obviously this can be interpreted in the many different levels. For instance, there is the instant of consciousness where we can look at the particular phenomena as a form phenomena, for instance, like a vase or whatever, where our attentions can be distracted by some kind of the sounds, the pleasing sound. Obviously, we are seeing it at that moment, but we are not cognizing it at the particular state. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like absent-minded state. So there are instances where that you may have the things that appear to you, but yet not ascertained that things exist right there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what is called nalamanya in Tibetan language, which is the absent-minded. It's appearing, but it's not cognizing.
비치 나초기 주지 이 인원들 드리지마도 요 말을 살라다. 계시 요나. 예비 온도 동안에 이 증오송.
So this is, you know, our mind really tends to be in that certain state where it is absent-minded, which is one of the mental factors.
다 가르치고 그래서나 띠무기 미바데 세요데 아니 미기수 통하는 유무비네 지기데 제마 통해야 이 지기데 통고 그래서다. 제 마토바데 가지 산제 로에 맞다.
So when we try to establish the Buddhahood, the state of Buddhahood, of course, it should be understood in terms of the level of the consciousness where we can really cognize precisely, exactly at the present moment. So when we talk about that, and then of course, you know, it is very important to have this, such a state of mind where we are not just having things to appear to us and not really cognizing. So this is like ignorance. It's one part of the ignorance.
Mm-hmm. 계속 카투시나 대유 전달 강조하고 오라다. 대무 이미 봤을 때 전달 강조하고 오라.
So our you know, when we talk about the meditation session or when we are engaging in the practice of meditations, obviously our meditation should be focused on eliminating the ignorance. We should really cognize the objects, what they really are.
인산의 진주기 미빠기 쩌라 놓는 시비 신제대달 계지전 다 투이 로아 바 유마샤와 전에 이 종대대능이 예상제 선고했다.
So on these kind of the beings with such a state whose mind is in the state of the pitch black ignorance of ignorance about how things really are. So there's a disparity between how things appear to us and how things really are. So that kind of tacit acceptance of how things are that we ordinarily have is really or are and have been so far the object of the compassions by the Buddha.
When we talk about
the Buddha, the truthful or the sincere Buddha, which implies that the Buddha is the state of mind where who have the deprived of any sort of motivations to lie, the preach something that is not conformed with the reality. Conformed with the reality, or in accord with the reality.
So here
the text reads, the conqueror feels great compassion when he sees beings whose minds are overwhelmed by attachments, or who have great craving and always long for sensory objects, and who have fallen into the ocean of the craving's attachment. The one possessing the 10 powers feels compassion, which seeks to dispel all suffering. When he sees the afflictions of beings harmed by the multitude of the illness and miseries, and the sage's compassion arises constantly, it is impossible for it not to do so. The Buddha is free of faults because he is concerned with the needs of all living beings.
Mm-hmm. ngatsuki tenzeri yiri mo shugu ari songu ari lada. Ngatsuki netang. Ngatsu chobu ki netang zine, sanje ngatsuki tenzeri shugu ari. Tanda terwa.
So the seeing the flaw or the drawbacks that the ordinary beings have due to the ignorant mind that we possess. For that purpose, in order for the Buddha, in order for this kind of dispelling that kind of ignorance, the Buddha would abide, and he abides.
Then, how should you not do this? And then, how should you eat? Cut it chores. Saint Genesis is on a cut it chore. Do you think that we eat? Kind of cut it hours, cut it chores. Saint Genesis is on to do a segura. Do you think that we eat on the divorce? Can you? The child you are. The child you own ye, not so you keep at the wrong of the world.
So, the one way of understanding our ignorance is our state of mind is. Seduced by the craving, any form of the craving, whether it be the attachments toward the physical objects that is seeable or it's hearable, whatever it is, no.
Tenji de nun depe sinje nebi yuden se dirwa, sinje nye se sona kate choba. Sinje nye se di chidang ina, on de duba se kogur, sinje nye ba sinje.
So when we talk about the overcoming that kind of ignorance, or in other words, the Buddha's compassion. You can understand this, what the characteristic of our ignorance, which play a role in terms of obscuring from seeing what the reality is really that kind of ignorance is really dominating us, in the form of attachments. So our mind would get distracted by the attachments in the form of the ignorance, not being able to see what the reality is at the ultimate level. So that is how it is dominated by, or you can say another word would be, that our ignorance would dominate our state of mind, or you can say its influence on us.
Sipan desha singi tiroa, ngasu yuli chi susu ayina, ini reala maha jeba di chibari es, jinnun pa shekabu shuji eri sangu aroa. Desha singi tiroa, sipa singi di yuli chi chasu na, ini reala maha jeba jeba di chibari es, shindun shekabu.
So if you look at how difficult it is for dispelling or the overcome the state of mind where it is totally dominated by one's craving or attachment towards the objects, whatever the objects may be. So it is equivalent to the piece of cloth pervaded by the drops of the butter, and it's totally moistured or moistened.
Then you do a pena decha the shadow, Timusing Jero, Timusing it, Pundu ye, Dushotich. So, any shadow sing it, then decha nibody, decha sing it, Catina, Tantinary, Mandinary, but you said you to the deliberate and decha sing it, Lacan, so you know. Desha said the Timusunji noni, ji matene like a ching, shu cheshu ten desha de salada.
So generally, there are the three, what is known as the three poisons. You have the ignorance, and then hatred, and the attachment or the craving. So out of these three poisons, the mind, the current state of mind is the one of the most dominating our state of mind is the attachment, the craving that we have, which is the most dangerous. So now the question is how that the state of the mind where its attachment arises. If you trace down, you know, you will find the underlying cause, which is recognized as the ignorance.
Shedang singi de yodo yodo, shedang singi de mongshio de jian shu qingbo ji chay gu shi la da.
Of course, there are the instance of the instance of the consciousness where, you know, we are dominated by the hatred, for instance, but it's very occasionally. So it needs to be, come across with the certain situations. So it is very conditioned. So out of these three poisons, the prominent or the most significant the poison that we must address with would be the attachment that we have. You know, here we have a metaphor to the attachment, the metaphor to the ocean of the attachment that we abide in.
Mm-hmm. 인선 딘디기 참딩이기 자소진의 혼사 인선에 아니 제라발리긴 제부 로아 네던 양의 던지 강이나 참딩이지 연구에 대해 제세테레살라다
So these kind of the instance of the attachment that we have, which is very pervading within the domain of our mind, so all the time, is the one of the primary cause which would lead us to have that all the different kinds of the problems or the strategies. So if you really probe into what unenlightened existence that we are abiding in, we have been abiding in, you know, for aeons, you know, we will find that kind of attachments which really dominate us and, you know, whatever the actions that we carry out, so which is, you know, the actions that we carry out, the most of the time the actions that we are carried out is that, you know, it's seduced by that attachment or the craving for things. So if one is endowed with discerning mind, then, you know, it is very reasonable to develop the compassion for such beings.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, that one may have the propensity to look at that kind of attachment or the desire is not as something that is detrimental to our very unenlightened existence, but rather as something that is favorable to our conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the reasons that in the Guru Puja, the text known as the Guru Puja, states that the ordinary mind would perceive the unenlightened existence or what samsara or the segli existence as something that is the garden, which is the beautiful nature. So in contrast to something that is, you know, something that needs to be negated or turn your mind away from. So that is one of the reasons why the Buddha has been or Buddha is always there for us. You know, who would extend his or her health towards the beings to turn their minds away from the ignorance and the samsara. So the reason is very obvious in the case of the Buddha's having a compassion for beings. I mean, the reason why he's available, the reason why he's pervasive for us to abide in the samsara or the cyclic existence is very evident that he has that kind of great compassion which propels him to be available for us. So if you look at the great compassion that the Buddha possesses and how it arises, obviously Buddha is not an eternally being as a Buddha, but rather his state of mind, which is endowed with the compassion, is intentionally the brought into as a result of the cultivating the insight into the ultimate nature of the reality and adopted what needs to be done and turn away from what is the negativities. And this is how the Buddha attained the state of enlightenment. That the reason why, for instance, in contrast to our state of mind, the ordinary state of mind, where we are influenced by these kind of attachments and we have the problems and so forth, is due to our ignorance, the tacit acceptance of the how things really are. So we are sort of like determined to achieve, based on our understanding of the conventional reality. So any questions? Or I will continuously read. Any questions?
Pena roa ngatsu ge chema nan de nan lo la duje tu ji kong la de se de roa pena jiwa ma shi yue me se yin de de ji gong ba ta tu ne pian to yue me se ge de se sang je ni zuo ni ji chen bu gong ba la de ne sang je jiong wa de se de duje ji le ge se la da roa pena duje tu ji kong la de se de ngatsu jiwa mong bo la ni gong je na ga le pian to yue le se zo na ni 산제 전전에 이게 지원 현지 전부 양도양도 공부를 해야 되는 이 로비 산제기 공부해 봐야서 해야 하는 거지. 되게 루지를 거용을 해서.
So there's been an establishment of how the Buddha is equipped with or endowed with such great compassions and how he attained the state of enlightenment. In the particular the text known as the Pramana Vatika Karika. By Dhammakriti, where he states that the Buddha have attained the state of enlightenment by means of adopting that awakening mind or the great compassions for all living beings. So generally speaking, the one may have the understanding of such a Buddha, the historical Buddha, as someone that who has been eternally like a Buddha, without any causes and conditions, such as like a god or creator, But if you really probe into what the reality is, how the Buddha came into existence, obviously it came into existence as a result of all the favorable causes and conditions that he has adopted. So this is how we should understand what the state of Buddhahood is. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the Buddhahood or the Buddha, it shouldn't confine to the historical Buddha, but rather the state of mind where there's no negativities and has adopted all the good qualities. So now let us think logically or rationally how that the Buddha came into existence. At the primary level, what we should recognize is the negativity or the negative actions is that is something that really needs to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm. jung yung su duwa se yueba ji rang shu ji leo uro ale tambo.
And just, you know, be a logic, you know, rational. If any kind of the flaws or any mistaken views that needs to be abandoned, then it would follow that all the spectrum of the negativities and the flaws, the flaw views that is ever exist in the world is a subject to that needs to be abandoned or forsaken. So when we talk about eliminating or abandoning something, obviously it would imply that there are something, you know, that needs to be adopted. With that reason, with the ascertainment of all the negative actions or the mistaken view is to be abandoned or forsaken, then there's a combination of eliminations of all the negativities or the drawbacks, and where there's the assemblage of all the good qualities, the such state can be now it's come into picture. So we obscure the reality. Let's give an example. So if when we look at the particular objects on the table, that particular entity, then if somebody asks, is there anything in that particular object that you don't know about? So of course, there is something that you cannot understand. You know, if you dissect or dismantle all the components which make up that particular entity, you know. And then now the question would arise, is there any possibility of dispel that kind of ignorance? Of course, our current state of mind is such that where we have the comprehensions on the particular phenomena, let's see the object for the eyes and sensory faculties or apparatus, you know, there's a certain degree of our understanding that we can develop, such as like what color it is, where it is produced, and, you know, what the functionality that it has, you know, and so forth. But in the general sense, or the conventional reality, or the relative, the conventional reality, we tend not to probe into what the ultimate nature of that particular phenomena is. How that particular entity come into being, and if you trace down the causes, the cause and conditions that give rise to that particular entity, such as like reflecting on the causes and conditions that give rise to it, and what the nature of it is, and then if you look at that particular phenomena, what is the ultimate nature of that particular phenomena is not really something that is familiar with the ordinary mind.
那你也得人，其实你一个人了，上级一个人，亲兵也得，这一也得，生意得了，你要把那点的，我那等这些亲自你说的，你把亲把那这话表达的呢，我那因为也啥的，你也得人等这些，你就算你家里交把那点的，等这些亲自你比亲兵也得的，这一也得的，俺们一般就把用话说，等于有罗钱的计划了，我那也他也比生前团结一点的，干这一件的，等到也不做过的，如图而且说，等准备等到了上级先交老罗钱，老罗钱，我讲呢。
So let us dedicate the merits that we have accumulated by means of listening to the teachings, that particularly that the good qualities of the knowledge and the good qualities of the caring of the Buddha possess. By reflecting on that kind of the Buddha's quality, and we can envision such a state of mind where there's the huge kind of the great compassion for all beings. So now let us pray to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha that may I be able to adopt that kind of the good qualities that the Buddha has possessed, so that you know I can benefit all the infinite number of the beings.
Jinyu so be gyo wa de, de long zho wa gyo la gong be dong, che wa ju zun lo zong zho ba yi, yin bi